Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. And you know what I love about the show? It is live and it is fresh, and we've got a couple great guests. We're still talking about calls over this past weekend with Wild Card Weekend. We have a show for you right here. We've got 8 NFL teams narrowed down, all vying for that championship trophy here at the end of February, actually the beginning of February. And we have Vegas Golden Knights hockey news. And boy, these guys have been on fire. They have a big game tonight, so we'll talk a little bit about the Vegas Golden Knights. And lastly, we can now say the Raiders, I guess it's official to say, they're now the Las Vegas Raiders. Sad to see their season end so quickly. But we are very excited and very hopeful for this team to come into this great city.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, we've got two great guests in studio. Speaking of the Raiders, two NFL alum players. One of them played with that other team in the NFC, Seattle Seahawks, or somewhere over there. We've got NFL defensive tackle of the Raiders, Reggie Kinlaw, and tackle formerly of the Raiders, Leo Gray. My two bookends today. Welcome, guys.
Tackle.
Okay.
Wait, did I just say tackle? Did I say tackle?
Yeah,
I just called y'all the same thing. The defensive back, yeah.
No. Some more muscle.
Well, you did kind of beef up a little bit.
I like the muscle. Yeah.
And you got a birthday tomorrow, too, right?
Really?
We're still trying to figure out. Wait, 28?
Great being 25.
I know, Leo.
No, give me 3.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We're talking tackles here. And Reggie, Leo, welcome back. Happy New Year. What y'all been up to?
Thank you.
What you been up to, guys?
Just getting ready for a birthday. Going to have a big party at the Staples Center.
Now, you still recovering? Still recovering from the new year?
Yes.
And what about you, Reg?
Nah, I kind of just chilled the whole weekend.
You kind of chilled?
I had my grandkids this weekend, so.
You're not a grandfather. You don't look old enough to be a grandfather.
I got 5.
Wow. Yeah. And you probably have them wrapped right around your finger.
And it's 4 girls and 1 boy.
4 girls and 1, four girls.
And my 16-year-old, she just loved Papa.
Right? Yeah. Is that what they call you, Papa?
I'm Papa.
Papa Reg.
Papa Kinlaw.
Papa Kinlaw.
Yeah.
What about you, Leo?
You heard something?
No, I didn't hear anything. I'm just asking you.
No grandkids.
So glad you two are in studio. I know both of y'all have birthdays this weekend. So 28, 29, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Pre-birthdays.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk Raiders. So a little bummed out that the season ended so quickly in week 17. But excited. This year is going to be very exciting for the city of Las Vegas. That stadium looks amazing. We have the 2020 NFL draft. I know the Raiders are going to be very instrumental in that draft. Reggie, let me ask you this. Looking back at this past season, the team was coming together. There were a few injuries at the end there with Josh Jacobs at running back. What can Raider fans look forward to with this team transitioning into Vegas this year?
Okay, we're a young team. Offensively, we got a great running back. We had quite a few injuries with the wide receivers and stuff like that.
Okay.
I think our offensive line is, mediocre. They held their own. Our defense, we got, that Max kid. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a monster.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be real good. So I think what we need to improve on is our defense, mostly like our linebacker position and our corners.
Okay. Yeah. And I know this year the Raiders picked 12th in the draft this year. You think they're going to go
12th
defense?
12th and 18th. Yep. I think 12th and 18th or the 19th.
You think they're going to get some help on the defensive side, in your opinion?
Well, people always talk about, the draft. It's very rare you get like a Josh Jacobs that come in and just start and produce. I mean, the draft is cool to get kids, coming up and stuff like that. I mean, I can't sit here and tell you, we need to get this, we need to get that. We need a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Josh, what a great season he had.
And some of the kids you get out of college, they're not going to just step in there and improve the defense. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's going to take them a while. So I just hope we make some good choices.
I'm so excited, though, about the Raiders. You guys are already making an imprint in this city as far as just the foundation and making a difference with what you're doing in give backs and events with this community. Now, Leo, you were actually at the last home game, and I believe, Reggie, you were too. Mm-hmm. A big group of y'all flew down to Oakland. Talk to us about the vibe of the fans and Raider Nation. What did you experience? I know you were right there on the sideline.
Oh, they were fired up. I mean, you know, we went down on the field at halftime, and we walked around the field and high-fiving everybody. They were excited, very excited. I mean, you could feel it.
Bittersweet?
Yeah, yeah.
For Raider Nation, too.
Yeah, but, you know, they wanted to get that W. And I think we left a couple of minutes right before it was over. And so, but you could feel it. I mean, it was like, is this really happening? You know, this is it.
You know. It's hard. It's a tough transition,
yeah,
especially for players.
Yeah.
And this fan base is so solid and so strong. I anticipate that several of them will travel out to Vegas, obviously, to support. You know, once a Raider, you're always a Raider.
Mm-hmm. The hotel we were in, everybody we talked to, well, the majority, probably 75-80% said they were coming to the games in Vegas. So
already.
Yeah, yeah, already.
Bought their season tickets, right?
Yeah.
It's exciting. Now, I know that y'all both do a lot of work in the community, and Raiders linebacker Tahir Whitehead is up this year for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Nice.
How important, and I'll ask both of you, anyone can jump in here, how important is it, in your opinion, for players to give back, whether you're current or alum, how important is that off the field? They both look at each other.
I love this. It's very important because, you know, you could get caught up into the me thing, and you know, your family. But, you know, it's about the different individuals and people out there and community organizations that are providing the service. So when you're in a situation to give back, you really should, you know, because it's a number of different health, education, welfare, economic development programs that are changing lives. And, you know, a professional athlete could do a lot of things to change his or her community.
Sure. It's exciting. Well, we're excited about the Raiders. We'll talk more about that later in the hour. But this past weekend was a big weekend. First weekend, we had 12 games. In the first weekend of playoffs, we had the wild card weekend. And I want to focus on a couple of the AFC games first and foremost, because there were a lot of upsets. I mean, some were upset, some were not. Some were very happy. We have some claps here in studio. And by the way, Chris walked in here too with his Jets sweatshirt. Yeah, I know that you guys were like, what the heck is going on there? Yeah, man. Stirred it up there, right there,
Chris,
with AFC. But we had the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. And I got to tell you, the Bills have been playing some good football this year. Josh Allen at quarterback. 264 yards. He ran for 92, caught a touchdown pass. Yeah, and he caught a touchdown pass. This was pretty cool. From John Brown. The Bills look great. They held the lead for most of the game. At halftime, it was tied. It was not tied. It was 13-0. So I thought, you know, 13 is two scores. You're two scores down. But Bills really had Deshaun Watson and held the Texans down to zero at half. Going into the third quarter, they started to gain momentum. Talk to me, and I don't know, Reggie, you probably watched this game.
Both of you did.
Talk to me about, first and foremost, the Bills' defense. What did you think about this?
I think they got a great team. What it boiled down to, it came to the end of playoff experience. If you've been there, you know what to do. If you haven't been there, it's kind of hard to just come back and just continue playing, you know, four full quarters. I mean, you know, you all hyped up the first half, been in that bubble bust, and you ain't been there before. It's hard to come back.
And I have to ask both of you this. Both of you have played in big games. How different is it from regular season games to the actual playoff games? Because you hear this all the time. You know, you've got Kirk Cousins, who just won his first playoff game. Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to win in the big game, which he's won some pretty big games?
Well, it's a new season for you.
It's a new season. It's the postseason, right?
It's a postseason. We had a theory back in the day, you know, we always add up the money that, you know, the playoffs. You know, go 5 and get you 10 and get you 15. Each playoffs, you know, how much you make, you know. So that motivated us. I mean, you know, and like I said, it's a new season. I mean, you know, what all you did during those 16
it doesn't
games,
matter.
It don't matter no more. It's time to shine. I mean, the stage is set, and it's a new season, and everybody's watching you. If you can't get pumped up for that, something's wrong with you. You're in the wrong professional.
And this is a tough sport because you're only as good as your last game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every weekend you have to look at as a brand new playoff game.
Yeah, because one, you're done. You go home.
One and done, you're done.
One
so,
and done, you go.
Well, Texas pulled this one out in overtime. They end up winning this game by a kick, 22-19. Now, J.J. Watt for the Texans also returned, coming off of a pectoral injury, making some fantastic plays. Watson finished with 247 yards, 55 yards running. And DeAndre Hopkins had a fantastic game as well, 90 yards receiving. So Texans will play Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend, which the Chiefs coming off of a bye. Mm-hmm. And I do want to talk about the upcoming games later in the hour, but that should be a pretty good match.
Yes.
I know who I'm picking on that one, but anyways.
Me too.
No, regardless. We'll talk about that. The Titans, Tennessee Titans. Boy, this was an upset for New England fans. I got to be honest with you. I thought it might go this way. The way the Titans have been playing, the inconsistencies as well as far as the New England Patriots and their offense. You know, they've had the number one defense all season long, but Tom Brady really doesn't have a lot of weapons. And when Edelman is double covered, you don't have anyone to go to.
Tom didn't have a great year this year.
No, he did not.
I think so. The offense didn't play well. The defense played real well. And talking Tennessee Titans, they are the best second half team in the NFL.
Yeah,
Derrick Henry is fantastic.
He's a monster.
Yeah,
and I cannot wait to see the Tennessee Titans play Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens this upcoming weekend. Yeah, that's going to be a fantastic
game. That's the
game
right there.
We should talk about how to place a bet on that one. Derrick Henry had 182 rushing yards, a touchdown, and Ryan Tannehill. Fantastic at quarterback.
Comeback player of the year.
Comeback player. Another one of those quarterbacks I wouldn't say in the very beginning of the season would shine like he did this past weekend.
Hey, you know it's time to step up. I mean, you know, he looked totally different when he was playing with the Dolphins compared to playing with the Titans. Yeah. I mean, you know, I couldn't believe it.
I thought it was his little brother.
I know.
Somebody else.
This guy is great. He's stepping up to the plate. I mean, you know, like I said, you go back to where, you know, hey, the season is over with. This is a new season.
A brand new season.
And you got to step up.
This is interesting. The Tennessee Titans defense is coached by Mike Vrabel, who worked for the Patriots. He was the linebacker coach for the Patriots. You know, you take a few little lessons from the GOAT, I guess, right? Belichick. And
Belichick.
Here you are. You go to Titans and you shine. So Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, just 20 of 37, 209 yards and an interception. That last pick six that Tennessee scored on to give them the win, that was a tough one. I don't think Tom Brady is going to want to go out and be remembered with that last pick six. No. Let's talk about Tom Brady for a second. Do you both have any thoughts on whether Tom will stay with the Patriots? Do you see him moving to another team? I mean, at this point, owner Robert Kraft is saying, I don't want Tom Brady to leave the Patriots. It's either stay or retire, which is probably the smartest thing any owner could say. And then you've got head coach Bill Belichick saying, I don't really want to talk Tom Brady right now. I've got to put a lot of thought into this. Mm-hmm. Do you see Tom ever leaving the Patriots?
I don't.
No?
I don't either.
I don't.
No.
What about ownership of the Patriots? I think if he were to stay or retire, maybe it's
part
owner of the Patriots.
Yeah. I can see him staying as
general manager.
Or a coach.
Yeah.
I mean,
or a coach.
You know, be a quarterback coach or a mentor or some kind of way like that. But, I mean, 20 years with one team, why would you go somewhere else?
Right.
And why would you ever allow him to be a free agent? I'll tell you what, if he does go anywhere, you need to package him with Edelman. Yeah. You just package them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard rumors about him going to the Chargers or the Raiders. I said, no way. Yeah,
today, I heard that rumor, too, today, about the Raiders. Yeah, how would that? Oh, what would Raider Nation think about that?
No, he would never split stuff.
He wouldn't survive?
I don't think so.
He wouldn't survive. We just heard it from two Raiders themselves.
No, well, he needs to stay. He needs to retire. Right?
He needs to retire. So there you go. Thoughts on Tom Brady. Let's talk about some other headlines in the NFL before we go to break. New York Giants hiring Patriots assistant Joe Judge as their head coach. I did not see this one coming. He was the special team and wide receiver coach.
For the Giants?
And now he's a head coach?
Now he's going to be the head coach for the Giants.
Must be nice.
He was assistant for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. The Carolina Panthers hired Baylor coach Matt Rhule as their next head coach. Now, Rhule was the Big 12 coach of 2019. He coached Baylor for 3 years.
Oh, so he left Baylor?
As their head coach. Yep. Just announced it today.
Really?
Crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And Dallas Cowboys, as most of us know, if you haven't known.
Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy. Five-year contract. They parted with Jason Garrett. Good move, I think, for Dallas Cowboys. Yes. And rumor is that they're looking at Mike Nolan as the defensive coordinator.
Yes. Yeah. So,
what are your thoughts with Mike McCarthy? Do you see him and Jerry Jones working well together and Dak Prescott? How do you see that combination working?
Mike's a low-key guy. I mean, you know, he had more emotion than Gary did.
Yeah.
Put it that
Jason
way.
Had no emotion.
No emotion.
Whatsoever.
Wasn't he a GM, too, when he was at Green Bay? He was a head coach and GM?
I don't know.
I believe you are correct on that.
Hats?
Yep. Well, don't quote me, but I believe you're correct.
He's wearing one now.
Yeah, he's the old personality and stuff. I think that's a great move for the Cowboys.
So now McCarthy, just to give you some stats here, he had 125 wins. He was 125-77-2. Mm-hmm. He won Super Bowl 45 for the Packers and coached the Packers for 13 seasons. Now, this is kind of a great stat, too, for Dallas to look forward to. He made the playoffs 9 times.
Out of 13 seasons.
So, smart coach. I think it'll be good for Dallas Cowboys. And I thought they moved pretty quick on this because they really didn't go through a whole arduous process of interviewing. They interviewed McCarthy and they interviewed Marvin Lewis. Yeah, and that was it. And they made their decision very quickly in 24 hours. So, Washington Redskins hire Ron Rivera as their head coach, formerly of the Carolina Panthers. They're going to wait to hire their GM after the draft, and Rams will not retain Wade Phillips as their defensive coordinator, and they're also parting with Skip Pete. Both a little bit of a surprise to me.
So, Washington also have the Raiders ex-head coach for the defensive coordinator.
Yes.
What's his name?
We all look at each other. Wait, I said yes. We all look at each other. Let's talk about the other team, too, right now that there is a head coach vacancy are the Cleveland Browns. They're being extremely aggressive in their head coach search. I know that they're looking to hire offensive coach Josh McDaniel of the Patriots this week.
Yeah.
They just hired their defensive coach from the San Francisco 49ers, Robert Saleh. So they've got some big names. Ravens offensive coordinator Greg Roman. So that would be a big name, but
Urban Myers? Wasn't he in there?
I'm not familiar with that, but possibly could. They're interviewing and moving a lot of people in that interview.
So Josh have an interview with them this Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
So Brown's looking at moving somebody really good in that position. They've got a talented team.
Yeah, they got
on
a
paper,
lot of talent.
Oh, yeah.
On paper, I thought they'd be much better this year.
And Fred Kitchen, oh man, he's a terrible coordinator. He calls some terrible plays. I mean, I think I could do better than that. I'm sorry.
Reggie, I think you would do a fabulous job as well.
You got all that talent on offense and you can't do nothing with it. I don't know.
And this is what I love about it because we said before the show started, new year, we're going to tell it like it is. Right, guys?
That's right.
All right. Chargers to bring back Shane Steichen as their offensive coordinator. And just some other news headlines in the NFL. New Orleans Saints safety Kiko Alonso suffered an ACL injury for the first time in their loss to the Vikings. Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins not likely to be returning to the team without a new structured contract.
He's 50 years old.
He's coming off of his final year. This last contract was a 4-year, $35 million contract.
He played well.
tall is he?
I don't know, but he's looking at a renewed structure contract.
Come on, man.
Anyways, let's move on. Vegas Golden Knights, they play tonight at T-Mobile against the Penguins. Puck drops at 7 p.m. And this Thursday, they play the Kings. And on Saturday, the Blue Jackets. They're first place right now in the Pacific Division. So go, Knights, go. You guys are really doing great on the ice. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk more about Wild Card Weekend in the NFC. Some really good games to talk about. And entertainer Gordy Brown joining us later this hour. But don't go too far. Vegas Sports Girl is coming up soon after the break. Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. A lot of NFL discussion here. We've got Reggie Kinlaw and Leo Gray in-house, former Raiders. It's always great to get both of y'alls. I said y'alls because we're going to talk about the Saints next. We're going to talk about Saints coming up, but to get your guys' insight, because you've been there, you've done that, you've been in some of the biggest games. I'll tell you what, the Wild Card Weekend was definitely wild. We're going to talk a little bit and shift to the NFC.
Tony, excuse me.
Yes.
Do you know who was the first wild card team to win the Super Bowl?
Was it the Raiders? There you go.
You're talking to the wrong person, man. Come on, man. You're talking to the wrong person.
Oh, Leo. Crazy.
What's wrong with you,
Leo? Leo Gray right there. We always have a lot of fun in here. Let's talk NFC. Okay, we were talking about Drew Brees, the Saints. Now, my opinion, I thought New Orleans were going to go probably all the way or close to all the way this year for the NFC. That dome is insane to play in New Orleans. The Vikings visited the Saints. This is the third year New Orleans have been in these playoffs. No, last year was the call against the Rams that none of us can ever seem to forget. We're still hearing about it. Year before that was the big Minnesota game where they beat the Saints in the last, 10 seconds of the game. And so here, Saints fans were hopeful that they could advance to San Francisco and play in at Levi Stadium. This was an interesting game because Kirk Cousins, quarterback for Vikings, and they came in really as the underdogs, but truly stunned a lot of us. No doubt they're a talented team with Dalvin Cook. They have Adam Thielen. People were back healthy because they've had some injuries this season. Kirk Cousins was 19 for 31 with 240 yards and a touchdown. First playoff win ever. No doubt he seems very emotionless, but this game was a big celebration for him. Let's talk about this game. Surprised, Reggie?
Yeah, very surprised.
But what surprised you most?
Drew Brees. Now, Jason Hill, I mean, he
is the guy. He Taysom is the Hill guy. For the Saints, right, Leo? Would you?
Yeah, he is the guy. One series, I mean, he just drove him all the way down the field. And to have Drew Brees step back and hold that ball like that and fumble it. Did you see the expression on Jason Hill on the sideline?
Taysom, which by the way, I've never seen Drew fumble. I don't think I've ever seen Drew fumble like that, especially in a critical moment.
No. That was
Was that insane?
Yeah,
that was very insane. I mean, you know, because I thought they had the game until he dropped back and just take the sack. I mean, you know,
take the sack, hold onto the ball. I mean, protect the ball.
Yeah, and you know, the Saints is getting like other teams, you know, with the bad calls. It's like the referees, I don't think they like the Saints.
You know what's interesting? I was just having this conversation the other day, and I can't help but wonder, because their head coach, Sean Payton, gets into it with the league and with a lot of the refs. And sometimes I wonder, I mean, we're not saying the game is political by no means, but does that make an impact in the final calls? I think it does.
It does.
Saints clearly the favorites in this game, but, I mean, Dalvin Cook was outstanding, by the way. The run game was amazing. 94 yards, two touchdowns. Wide receiver Adam Thielen was back. He had a so-so game the first half, but made a critical play in the end in which he caught a 43-yard bomb catch from Kirk Cousins, put him on the 1 yard to score. And you're right. Let's talk about Taysom Hill a little bit of the Saints. This guy can do everything.
Everything.
Punt returner, yeah. Backup quarterback, running back, receiver, run the ball, yeah. Takes three and four guys to block. Bring him down, block.
Coach.
He can do a lot of it. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe the guy should have played for Drew. I have no, he's just intense.
I would have just left him in there. I wouldn't even brought Drew back.
But remember, he broke a record. He's an all-time passer. I mean, you know.
I don't care.
So that would have been, yeah.
I don't care about that. I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
For players, it just doesn't matter. You just want to get to the championship game. You don't care who's there, right?
I don't care about your stats. I mean, you know, the stats ain't going to get me to the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, a lot of players are like that. They worry about their stats. You know, I'm a team player. I want to go to the Super Bowl.
You know what's interesting, Leo? Mm-hmm. When you just said that, I was having this conversation this morning. I said, Tom Brady, clearly the GOAT.
Yeah.
How many championships he's won? But Six. Then you look at Drew Brees, you look at Peyton Manning, and the stats, mm-hmm. they're far greater than a lot of them with Tom Brady and Joe Montana.
Right.
What do you remember? Yeah. Trophies. At the end of the day, it's all about the trophies.
Yeah. Right.
So
I mean, because I can name a guy right now, Dan Marino.
Right.
I mean,
amazing stats and no ring. Yeah.
No ring. Yeah. I mean, you know, Tom Brady, I mean, he's not up there with the stats, but he got rings.
Yeah.
Six of them.
Well, Drew Brees was 26 for 33 with 208 yards. Alvin Kamara, their running back for the Saints, held to just 8 receptions and 34 yards. So Vikings beat this one.
Yeah. I was very impressed with Cousins. I mean, you know, because he have a reputation not shining mm-hmm. with big games.
Came through.
Yep, he came through. He looked good. The run game looked good. The pass defense, we'll talk more about that.
What about the receiver, the all-pro receiver?
For
Saints.
Michael Thomas, yeah. Mike Thomas. Fantastic game.
Oh, he did?
Okay. He had a fantastic game. I mean, he's on all-pro team this year.
Even Cooks, OX Raider,
mm-hmm.
he had a good game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shoot, they were just, I mean, he was picking them apart, man. Mm. And they kept taking him out. I'm like, okay, he's getting 10, 15 yards. Why are you taking him out? Leave him in there. I mean, he was just burning all the linebackers.
Vikings beat Saints 26-0. I do want to just get your quick input. I don't know if you saw this, Leo. The pass interference that they talked about at the end of the game. It was reviewed by the league and said it didn't look like there was a lot of pushing. You saw some stiff arming. Did you happen to see that play?
I seen it.
With the tight end in the end zone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gone either way. Subjective?
Yeah.
It's iffy.
The offense is going to win that one.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just do away with that play.
Yeah.
And kill it out of the law books, right? Because the calls change quite a bit. Seattle Seahawks travel to take on the Eagles in Philadelphia. Very unfortunate for the Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz, their quarterback, went out in the first quarter because of a hit by Jadeveon Clowney of the Seattle Seahawks. It impacts and changes your whole game. You lose your quarterback.
Right.
McCown went in for Wentz. I thought he did a fantastic job as the backup without understanding or working with this offense. I mean, the guy was a broadcaster in June.
Yeah.
And then they called him up and said, can you come help us out at backup quarterback? So he steps in, 18 for 24, had 174 yards. It was his first playoff game of his career ever. Sanders for Philadelphia, 69 yards and 14 rushing. Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks for a minute. Russell Wilson, this guy is tough to beat. He really is. 325 yards, touchdown, rushing 45 yards. He escapes the pocket even when it's collapsing and still manages to make plays. This guy is also up for MVP of the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any thoughts with Russell or Lamar? Any favorites there?
I like Russell because
I like both of them.
His offense not that great, but he make ways.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you got to protect your offensive line too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to be able to move.
He's so good at moving and escaping and making plays. Bless you. The Seahawks will travel to Green Bay and play the Packers at Lambeau on Sunday. That should be a great game. Seahawks win this one in Philadelphia, 17-9. Not a blowout, being that Carson Wentz was out. But I know that Eagles have had some challenges this year with injuries. I think they did a good job this year at trying to overcome them. We've got a lot more sports coming up. Thanks for your guys' perspective on that, by the way. We're going to talk about games after the break coming up, what to look forward to this weekend. We've got some big games this weekend. Stay with us. We've got Leo Gray and Reggie Kinlaw joining us in studio. We'll be back soon after the break. Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. Having a lot of fun today in studio with Leo Gray and Reggie Kinlaw talking about potential Super Bowl picks and quarterbacks. We were covering the wild card weekend, looking forward to this weekend coming up. We've got eight teams left. We've got two games on Saturday. We've got two games on Sunday. Let's talk about the first game on Saturday in the NFC. We've got Vikings traveling to Levi Stadium. This is going to be, in my opinion, it's kind of an equal matchup. As far as you've got somewhat, if you look at the quarterbacks, similar in newness, I guess, to the playoffs, you could say that, right? Mm-hmm. With Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo, even though Garoppolo's been with the Patriots and they've been to a few championships. But this is Jimmy's first playoff game that he's actually playing in. Both have very strong run games when it's working. You know, Niners have some really good running backs. Obviously, Vikings proved that this past weekend against the Saints. The defenses are strong on both. Thoughts on this game? Now, I know Niners are going to get back a few key players. Dee Ford is expected to return, and potentially Kawan Alexander, who went out in week 7 with a pectoral injury. He is, when he's on the field, he's dynamic. Any thoughts on this game?
My edge goes to the defense, the 49ers.
Okay. Yeah.
When they're healthy, oh, man, they're great.
Yeah. Would you say that defenses win games?
No. Defense, in the playoffs, win Super Bowls.
Defense win championships.
Yeah.
And Niners defense, we saw what Vikings did last weekend in Saints at the Dome. Defenses, this 49er defense is strong. I mean, obviously, they're ranked number 2 in the entire league behind the Patriots.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They can hold Dalvin Cook, and they can hold this Vikings run game.
But, you know, a team like the 49ers, in that locker room, before they go on the field, you got people like Ronnie Lott, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. They'll all probably walk in there and give them a pep talk.
Right.
I mean, they're going to be at a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so much history and everything else. What, 5 Super Bowl wins? Or is it 5 or 6?
They've got 5.
They got 5.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
Makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. It does, yeah.
That inspiring, motivational speech. Now, I have to ask you this. Kirk Cousins, quarterback for Vikings, worked with Kyle Shanahan for 4 years. So Shanahan coached Cousins. They have a very strong relationship when they were in Washington with the Redskins. Does this work more in favor, just a question I'll throw it out there, does it work more in favor for the head coach Kyle Shanahan because he knows everything about that quarterback, how he thinks, how he moves, how he maneuvers, what any insecurities he may have, or does it work more favorable for the quarterback to understand how the head coach thinks?
You could ask Belichick that.
Well, probably not a good time to ask him. Exactly.
I mean, yeah, the assistant coaches when they go somewhere else, yeah.
No, what probably Shanahan would do, talk to the defensive coordinator.
He knows.
And give him some tips. I mean, you know, just, okay, when he does this, he wants to do this. He wants so and so. That's probably about all he can do. Just give him some tips on some of the things that Cousin likes to do.
And the 49ers coming off of a bye, coming from a player's standpoint, I know that they had a couple injuries. Does that work more favorable for a team to recover? Or you sometimes hear they're coming off cold for 2 weeks. Any thoughts on that?
I never had a week off when I was in playoffs. So.
Okay.
You never had
Never had a bye. So I couldn't tell you, but you know, some of these guys had like 3 weeks off.
Lamar's been off for a few weeks. They kept him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't play the last
sometimes
game.
Sometimes you could rest your body from all the little nicks and everything.
Sure.
And then, you know, getting the players healthy and stuff like that, that's a big plus right there. But, you know, your stamina. I mean, you know, if you haven't played in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, You got to be spot playing these kids, you know, so they can don't get tired real quick. So.
Absolutely. It'll be an interesting game. I know that's the early game on Saturday. We shall see. Big game there. We've got also on Saturday, we've got the Ravens. And we've got the Tennessee Titans. So you've got Ryan Tannehill taking on Lamar Jackson. Now, Lamar's been off for a couple weeks. Number one seed, 3 weeks. Reggie put his three fingers up. Coming off of a bye, they're playing in Baltimore. Tennessee, to me right now, is strong. I feel like if any
they
team can upset the Ravens, it might be Tennessee. Yeah.
That's right.
Thoughts on that?
Well, when you got a back like Henry, and you keep the ball away from Lamar Jackson, you got a chance.
Well, you know.
So you don't put the ball in his hand. And they run the ball down the field, all the way down the field.
Wait a minute, how many yards he had last week?
170, 160.
He ain't
going to
get that issue.
Yeah. I was just going to say, can the Ravens hold Derrick Henry?
It ain't going to happen.
No.
He ain't going to get no 170 yards. That was rain.
No, we talked also before at the break about Lamar and how he runs and escapes the pocket and makes plays after, and he keeps going and going. He's like a running back. But we also said that he may not be the best to slide. That makes a difference as a quarterback? Because I said, I don't think the guy can go down.
Well, when you're so fast, I mean, probably as a little kid, he was outrunning everybody. Then high school, outran everybody. The college, he's doing it in the NFL. That doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, look at Steve Young.
Yeah.
Steve Young came in the league. He did the same thing.
He was running,
And then he shut it down. I mean, and he became a pocket quarterback.
Yep.
But, I mean, everybody, this is football now. I mean, it's a showcase. I mean, you know, people like a lot of scores. I mean, you know, 40, 50 points. That's the football today.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I'd rather be cheering for a team that's ahead 40 points.
Right. I tell you, he's exciting.
But these games are close lately. I mean, this is the playoffs, and every team is...
It's supposed to be close. Yeah. It shouldn't be no blowouts.
Every team is good at this point. Any picks for that game? Tennessee, Ravens?
Ravens.
I'm taking Ravens.
Ravens on that one? Yeah. Okay. And then we also have on Sunday, we've got the Texans. Deshaun Watson will go and play Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs.
Oh, we didn't pick the 49ers game.
Tell me your pick, 49ers, Vikings.
I'm taking 49ers.
You're taking 49ers,
49ers.
Leo? All right.
Yeah.
Go 49ers. Yeah. Okay, Texans and Chiefs on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Jackson. I think I'm picking Patrick Mahomes on this one. Kansas City, they're coming off of a bye. The team is starting to really play good together.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
They got a few extra players on defense this year, and they're making more plays. The safety it came...
Their defense have improved a lot from last year.
Yeah.
And, you know.
The offense is going to be, who they are.
Offense is good. They're going to put points up.
Yeah, they're going to put points up.
A lot of points. And then lastly, we've got Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks. This should be a good match on Sunday. It's the late game. They're playing at Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers looking good right now. A little inconsistent. In my opinion, this year.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know who I'm going to get, but for the most part, they've played pretty good. Seattle's pretty consistent. Russell Wilson's still doing his thing. Somehow he's a clutch player, comes back when they're behind. But playing in Lambeau, will the weather factors make any – will that impact Seattle? Reggie says yes. Leo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the cold?
Yeah. Well, they're used to the cold off that lake or whatever in Seattle, but it's a different kind of cold in Lambeau.
And it might be snowing.
Any picks for this game? I got to tell you, I think I'm going to pick Seahawks for this one. Somehow Seahawks always come through. I could be wrong.
It's tough to bet against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know.
This one to me is you pick them because both of the teams been kind of wishy-washy to be all year.
Yeah.
You know, up and down, up and down, up and down. I mean, when you expect Aaron Rodgers to win a game, like I think it was Detroit, they lost to Detroit.
Yeah.
I went, come on, man. Just be picking them apart. But this is a you pick up team for me. I don't know which one to pick.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask both of you guys at the end of the show, just think about this for a minute, who your picks are for the Super Bowl. I know we've got a couple more weeks. Just think about that for a second. In the meantime, we're going to talk a little bit of college football. Alabama's quarterback, Tua, Tagovailoa. Did I say that right, Chris? I think so. His name, I hopefully said it right. Declares that he will be in the NFL draft this year. He's a junior. And Nick Saban has had multiple players come out of Alabama. This is one of the first quarterbacks to declare that they'll be in the draft this year. 29 first-round picks under Nick Saban is who he's had in the draft. So Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs will also declare and be in the draft this year, along with Alabama's wide receiver DeVonta Smith. Actually, DeVonta Smith is not in the draft. He's returning back to school.
Yeah, he's coming.
So, Wisconsin wide receiver Quintez Cephas declares is declaring for the draft, and Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger will also return in 2020. Now, we've got a big game coming up with LSU and Clemson. We've got the number one team ranked with LSU and number three with Clemson. Mm-hmm. I got to ask both of you guys, tell me your thoughts on that college game. It's a big one. Is this LSU's year?
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Great quarterback.
I know
great
it's tough for me to ask you guys.
Great receivers.
Too, I know.
Great running back, a defense. I mean, it's coaching across the board.
Yeah. We're kind of getting tired of Clemson and Alabama.
Getting kind of tired of it.
Yeah. I mean, just like we got tired of New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. So it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think I really like their quarterback.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's going to be the number one pick of the year.
Yeah.
First player pick.
The good news for LSU fans, I know that they've got, they've been waiting for this for a few years. You know, they always have these rivals with other teams. So it's kind of good to see them there and, well, we shall see. It'll be a great game.
Yep.
That's on the 13th of this month. So in NBA, Sixers center Joel Embiid could miss Thursday's game against the Celtics. He dislocated his finger in Monday's win. And the Warriors waive Marquese Chris. The team plans to complete the deal with guard Damian Lee. News in Major League Baseball. Nationals pitcher Daniel Hudson is finalizing a deal worth 2 years, $11 million. Nationals first baseman Thames agrees to a one-year deal. He hit 25 home runs with the Brewers in 2019. And the Reds sign the Japanese outfielder Shogo Akiyama. So, to a deal. We talked about the LSU-Clemson game. In golf news, Brooks Koepka to make his return on the European Tour. He had a knee injury that forced him to miss 3 months of golf. So other sports news around the leagues. So a lot of good football talk. We'll have more on Super Bowl predictions after the break, and entertainer Gordy Brown will be joining us soon. Stay with us on Vegas Sports Girl. Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. Two special guests in studio, Leo Gray, Reggie Kinlaw. We've been talking a lot about the games this weekend coming up for the divisional rounds. I'm going to ask you guys your picks in a few seconds here. But we just now got another special guest in studio, and he's joining us. You know him, you love him. Performer, entertainer, comedian, Gordy Brown is in the house. How you doing, bud?
And a pleasure to be here. I'm doing good.
Yay! Thank you. And I love the Vegas Golden Knights jacket.
I'm surrounded by muscle.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
Awesome. Yeah, some strong dudes right here.
It's a sweater.
Yeah, and these guys both have birthdays this weekend, so they're turning 27
birthday.
And 28, yeah.
The week of Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Elvis's birthday.
Yeah, the 8th.
So I'm excited you're here,
happy
Gordy,
birthday, guys.
And you brought your beautiful wife. Thank you so much for bringing him here. You have a new show coming up. And
half of my audience just said, he's married?
No. Oh, he's gorgeous. So first and foremost, though, I want to ask you, you've been to Knights games, I'm sure.
Yes. I have a friend who has season tickets, and he pretty much asks me every second game, so I'm having the blast going with him.
It's crazy out there, right?
It's so much fun.
Did you ever think
they
you were
doing so great?
Yes. Did you ever think you were going to love hockey?
Oh, I've always loved hockey. I'm from Montreal, Canada originally.
Oh, yeah.
So the Canadians, and my firstborn is named after Ken Dryden. His name's not Ken. My son's name is Dryden.
I love that.
So that's kind of, I love hockey. We love our hockey.
It's crazy. And I love it because they get in so many fights.
Oh, is that why you
I enjoyed that. I hate to say this. I can't wait for Ryan Reeves to get involved.
Sometimes I'm like, no, not in the face. He's too pretty.
Oh, it's crazy.
Too pretty.
Exactly. Too pretty.
Please.
Well, we're so glad you're here,
Reeves,
Gordy.
And leave him alone.
I know. People, I'll tell you what. I was just at one of the last games, and some of the fans said, you know, we just like Reeves, and we think he's still on this team because he just gets involved with
he's incredible.
The
he makes so many plays happen because of his incredible forward checking and finishing his checks. Just awesome. They're on fire.
So any thoughts? I have to ask you, and you can answer how you want, even though we're surrounded by former Raiders. Thoughts on the Raiders coming here to Las Vegas?
That's just going to be unbelievably incredible for Las Vegas and all the fans. And this place is going to be packed with so many people. I guess that's why they've been expanding those roads for the last years. Huh?
Yeah. Orange cones
already.
Everywhere.
It's so exciting seeing the arena being built, you know.
It's going up quickly.
Yeah,
in this town, things move. That's for sure.
It's pretty remarkable.
You've been performing in Las Vegas for many years. And, and by the way, you don't age, okay? And your show is fantastic.
Well, thank you.
But I'm excited because you just signed a new agreement with the Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
We'll be there starting February 11th. We're doing 3 days a week. I say we because I do impressions, so all my characters are...
Can you give us one right now? Can you give us a sneak peek?
Sure.
You pick.
We'll start with Christopher Walken. Wow, hockey's great, but football, wow. Go Raiders. Such a blast.
I love it. So 3 days a week?
3 days a week. Showtimes are 7:30, so Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
7:30 show times. And very excited. I played there many times, 10 years of my life in that showroom. And it's going to be good to be back. Yeah.
And you actually are going to be joined by other performers. Can you give us any more information on that?
Oh, I don't know who you mean.
Okay.
What other performers are going to be
something.
There?
You have special guests.
No.
No guess.
I thought you were trying to maybe set me up for an impression.
Oh, no.
I'm like, am I getting confused? No, it's just going to be me. Yeah,
okay.
doing my shows there. They do have a thing, not a thing, but a show called 52 Fridays.
Okay.
But that's something completely different.
Okay. Well, it must be your impressions.
Yeah.
And I know we're getting ready to close out here, but tickets
go
on sale for your show coming up here.
I'm not even sure when. I hope they're already on sale.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gordy, tell us where to find tickets.
I believe calling the Golden Nugget box office.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to see Gordy. He is an outstanding performer. Been at the Golden Nugget for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of followers as
sure,
well.
Sure. Sure. It was always fun, and I planned on being just the same, if not even better.
Thank you so much for coming out to Vegas
Sports
Girl. I
appreciate you having me here.
That's awesome. Reggie, Leo, before we go, picks for the Super Bowl. I got to ask.
The Ravens. Excuse me.
NFC?
49ers.
Okay.
49ers, Ravens.
There you go. Similar, parallel thoughts. Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Gordy.
Thank you.
Leo, Reggie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You listen in to Vegas Sports Girl. Tune in. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk more coming up about this weekend. Have a great one.